Should everybody draw Muhammad? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember Comedy Central's decision to censor last week's episode of South Park, right?
You said you wanted we got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if is really in there.
The episode was bleeped after a guy in New York who runs a radical pro-Muslim blog warned that somebody might try to kill the creators of South Park if they broke the taboo on depicting the Prophet Muhammad. So Seattle cartoonist Molly Norris said, I can defuse this thing. I'll start a Facebook campaign for a day that we'll call Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. And I asked her, are you sure?
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I want to water down the target.
You believe that you should have the right to ridicule anything you want, correct?
That's a cartoonist's job.
So she posted a cartoon showing Muhammad as a teacup, a domino, a spool of thread, a shiny red cherry, all to make the point that America will not cower before a handful of zealots. But as the story spread around the world, her Facebook page lit up with stuff she didn't expect. Instead of a spool of thread or a teacup, there were what she described as deeply offensive pictures of the prophet. And suddenly, she had to decide whether she would have to censor her own Facebook page. But that, of course, would be hypocritical, so she's going to leave the cartoons up, but she has now marked herself as not attending Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. Count me out, she says. Molly is now boycotting her own event. Fortunately, she does have a career besides cartooning.
I also walk dogs.
Let me guess which is making you more money.
Yeah, safer too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.